Hey Branches, it's Colin, and it is Saturday, March the 30th, Holy Saturday, Silent Saturday, some call it, the day before Easter and the day after Good Friday. I hope that you observed Good Friday somewhere, some way, by services at Branches or at St. Luke's or some other church community to remember and observe that day of the crucifixion, to look at it, to draw close to it, to gaze upon it, to even have our visceral reactions to it, so that we can truly live into Holy Saturday today. We're at the end of chapter 15 before we read the short bit of chapter 16 tomorrow for Easter. We're wrapping up chapter 15 with a short reflection today after Jesus' crucifixion. So it's starting in verse 42 through 47 of chapter 15. It says this: "When evening had come, and since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate wondered if he were already dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he had been dead for some time. When he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. Then Joseph bought a linen cloth, and taking down the body, wrapped it in a linen cloth and laid it in a tomb that had been hewn out of the rock. He then rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where the body was laid." Of course, we don't get as much detail in Mark's gospel as the other gospels. That's kind of one of the beauties of Mark, is that it's so short. But we do get some details about this person, Joseph of Arimathea, that some say there is some extra biblical evidence of this actual person, an important person. We've seen a kind of parade of important, rich, successful, powerful people come in contact with Jesus. And we hear of this important person, Joseph of Arimathea, was waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God. Joseph of Arimathea and people who were ailed with certain sicknesses and diseases and needing to be healed by Jesus, all were impacted by this hope, this glimmer, this ember underneath the coal that has seemed to have gone out in Jesus' life for something else to happen next. That's my prayer for us today on this Holy Saturday. A brief reflection, a brief prayer, that when it seems like the light has gone out, that we'd hold on just even by a little bit, even by the tip of our fingers, even just white-knuckling it, for a small amount of hope. Recently, Jason Isbell, my favorite living singer-songwriter, he and his wife are getting divorced. And when asked about it, he wasn't, going to tell all the details. This is private life, and we shouldn't really get wrapped up in that. But someone in an interview asked him about it, like what he was going to do next, how he was going to deal with it. And he said beautifully and poignantly, "Everything that ends isn't a failure." I was really impacted by that because it's beautiful for him to maturely think about the ending of his marriage. But it's also helpful for us to kind of reflect on this Holy Saturday before we make our way to Easter together. Not everything ends is a failure. And we're going to learn that tomorrow. I don't want to burst kind of the expectation, but that's what Christians have believed for centuries, that Jesus' life ended. He didn't appear to die. He didn't just seem to die. He didn't just die and then actually wake up and was resuscitated. Everything was different. Not everything that ends is a failure. And I hope you know that for your own life. As we pray this morning, God, remind us that our endings are new beginnings, that the deaths we experience in our life are not the last thing, that we with Joseph of Arimathea wait in expectation for your kingdom to come, even in the most difficult of our circumstances. Remind us of the good news. Sit with us on this Holy Saturday, that we might know for real in our heart, in our mind, in our lives, that just because Jesus' life ended on Good Friday and was laid in the tomb on Saturday, doesn't mean it's over. It's never over in you, O God, Father, Son, and Spirit. Amen. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.